What if there were like sharks in outer space?
AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub in Beverly and Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Correct. Yep.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Sizzling.
Mm, best thin crust on the south side. It is
always
sizzling.
Of
course.
Flood Brothers Disposal. Right?
Beautiful.
Got refuse problems. Call them up.
Best in the business.
Get your trash picked
They'll
up.
They'll take care of the stink.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
It is.
Even if you do stink.
Right.
It'll make you smell better.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better.
Sure. And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2.
Okay. My always there for you.
Absolutely. The best. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me to my left, as always, is my twin brother, Billy. Billy, hello.
Yeah. Sup?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Hi.
Welcome back, folks, to another crazy, crazy week. I had a bad week.
Yes, you did.
You had car problems, right?
Yeah,
car troubles.
What happened? You blew a gasket?
No, this was I blew a gasket mentally.
Did you freak?
Yeah.
Did you bang your head against the steering wheel like Marty McFly?
He didn't freak, but it became a whole Saturday afternoon fiasco.
What happened?
Into Sunday into Monday.
We'll start with the incident.
I went to 7-Eleven to get a coffee on Saturday morning and a lotto ticket.
Yes.
All right. And some cigarettes.
Oh, those?
Yeah.
Did you successfully purchase them?
All of them.
Okay.
And I got into the car, and as I got into
the car... In 7-Eleven parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I get in, and my key is kind of hard getting my key in the ignition. And I'm like, that's weird. Mm. And I just kind of forced it in, and the car started, and I went, okay. And I went over to Bill's house, because I was trying to get something in my office, and I took the key out and parked, walked upstairs, BS'd with Bill for a minute, and then left. I was like, all right, I got to go now. And then I went out to the car, and my key went in, but the ignition would not turn at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm rocking the wheel back and forth, and, you know, come on. And it was just stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, is this really happening? And then I'm like, well, that was strange that it was hard to get the key in at my last destination.
It was hardening.
Yes. I hate it when it's hard to get the key in. I hate it.
That's life. It's very hard to get the key. It's very hard to turn the key.
Yeah.
A lot of ups and downs.
Thank you, Bill.
Wins and losses.
Bill works for NASA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of ups and downs. NASA.
Turn the key. Take your shuttle.
Ignite your life.
I couldn't get the key to turn at all.
Yeah, that's
frustrating. I'm rocking the wheel back and forth. I'm looking in the manual, like, what to do in this situation.
Were you flipping the pages real fast?
Yeah. Like, come on, where's lock? Come on.
Flipping them how he flips the rack.
I don't care. Why are there six pages on the windshield wipers? Where's the lock?
Ignition.
Yeah. Right.
He's sitting on my couch while he's doing this. He's like pacing back and forth, going on the back porch, having a cigarette, like staring at this. And then he's got me Googling things on my
YouTube
phone.
Yo, YouTube and I'll share.
We're YouTubing things.
Yeah, we're
both
YouTubing.
Going down there and trying to get it going.
It's nice you have a twin brother to help you.
Right. But here's the
I stopped. I left. I went and got a couple Whoppers for us from Burger King. Thought maybe the Whopper would settle him down.
Yeah.
You know?
It did, actually, for a moment.
Yeah,
you should have, yeah. Okay.
And then I took a 30-minute nap after the Whopper to take
We went to showers. We had to go to the hardware store. We had to get this lubricant, not WD-40, a special.
So now you're spraying lube in there.
Oh, I did everything.
We got a new battery for the key fob. I mean, like, we were doing it all. Nothing was working.
I don't have a spare key. That's problem one.
Yes.
All right? I lost it years ago. And
sure.
I've been too
went to
cheap
two
to
different
get a new
spots
one.
To get batteries for this little key fob, too. That was a pain in the
but,
butt.
But as I did more research, it has nothing to do with the key fob.
Right.
This was a key problem. I'm like, what do I do? Do I call a locksmith? You know, do I have to take this to the dealer?
Right.
I went over to a place called Batteries and Bulbs. You ever been there?
How'd you get there?
I walked.
No, I drove.
Oh, Bill
there.
Drove me.
I
made a couple. One time I walked there. I went a couple times.
Any point did you consider hammering a screwdriver into the ignition and forcing it on?
I read that was a possible solution.
Correct.
But I didn't want to damage the hole too much.
Right.
So.
Next.
Yes. Anyway. I go to Batteries and Bulbs, and I'm explaining to the guy, I'm like, maybe I just need to get a new key made. You know, this thing's looking a little bit worn down, you know?
But it wasn't battery, bulbs, and keys.
Well, I Google this, and it says this place makes new car keys like that, okay. like for like Hondas and Toyotas.
Ah,
and
they
like,
make Honda keys.
Yeah, they make Honda keys.
We make Honda keys here.
The guy at the hardware store didn't make those kinds of keys.
Sure.
All right. And this was after I bought the lube at the hardware store. That guy was like, I don't know, your key looks banged up. Could just be your key. I got some lube. Spray this lube in there. Silicone. Ooh. You don't want to, you put WD-40 in there, you're going to kill your ignition forever.
Correct.
You know, and I was like, okay. Well, where's the silicone lube? It's an aisle 7, you know? And
then me and him are debating over which one to get.
Right.
It's in aisle 7 next to the pumps.
I never thought that my Saturday afternoon would be a debate with my brother about silicone lube.
Silicon lube.
Right. Silicon teens are from England, by the way. A little shout out to the band Pulsers.
Maybe we can play that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're lubing.
You're
getting your hands all nice and greasy.
Yeah, I'm lubing. I'm spraying the key, you know, like showering it with lube.
Yeah.
It's got a little red, like, hose that clicks into the can.
Yeah, then,
you know?
then he dropped. Wait, this is the best part. He dropped the, like, the.
Oh, gets
the
everything
straw.
Gets slippery, sure.
We did this before I went to
this
the King.
This is the lube episode.
Like, I got back, and then I was like, I got to go to the King and get something to eat, you know?
With lubey hands?
No, as I'm driving away, like, he's like. Looking around like he lost something, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the little red
and
straw.
And I go around the block. I go, is everything okay? What now?
Yeah.
He goes, I can't find the red straw.
Yeah, it's crucial.
That's when I was like, we're in for a long afternoon, people.
I found it in the bushes. My hand inadvertently knocked.
Oh, in the bushes, the red straw.
Yeah, it was in the bushes. And then I took it out and I went in and I sprayed the key ignition thing real hard again with it.
Yep.
And then was hosing the key down as if that's going to help, right? Like just
re-lubing more lube.
Yeah, start.
When in doubt, more.
Yes. No love. So. Now I'm like, all right.
You're stuck.
I'm stuck. I'm like, who do I call in this situation? I'm calling locksmiths. It's a Sunday, right?
No, it's Saturday.
It's a Saturday, but it was late in the day. And they're like, no, we don't. We're auto mechanic. We'll help you get in your car, but we don't really do much with the ignition stuff.
At this point, we've been dealing with the problem for roughly 5 hours almost.
Yikes.
Okay. Right. And it's maddening. And I'm like, all right, maybe here's what I'm going to do. My insurance offers roadside assistance, and it says that they have locksmith services that they provide, right? So I put that request out, and a guy comes.
Ooh, what was his name?
His name was Walt.
Mm-hmm. How did he feel?
He was a good dude.
Of course he was.
But he showed up, and he's smoking a heater when he shows up, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's like, what seems to be the problem? You know, I'm like, oh, you're a smoker? I'll have one with you.
Let's talk about
Let's bond.
Yeah, let me tell you the afternoon I've had,
Forget
Walt.
The ignition. Let's talk about tobacco.
Thank God for Marlboros, because I would have blown my gasket a long time ago.
What's your favorite tobacco flavor?
Anyway, he was. I think he was a Marlboro Mediums is what he was smoking.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Anyway,
Special Select, is that what those are? Like, what are the ones that have the silver package? What are those called?
I'm telling a story about keys, not cigarettes.
Well, you know us.
I know. Anyway.
Keys
Walt comes over. Walt's like, he goes, he does the same thing I did.
Yeah.
He gets in the car, he tries it, he goes, that's weird. You know,
yeah, me and Dad.
Takes the key out. And he walks over to his trunk and he opens up a can of WD-40. I go, "Don't you dare! Don't!" I said, "The guy at the hardware store said WD-40 will kill the key and kill the ignition."
Yes.
And the guy's like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you. This stuff works like charm for me, you know." And I'm like, "All right, just do it. I'll try anything, you know."
Yep.
All right, you said so. Now I can blame you and not me. No love. He doesn't know love. He's like, you know what, man? I think you need a new ignition. And I'm like, what? The car's not that old, you know?
Right.
I'm like, what does that involve? He's like, they're going to have to take your steering wheel apart and take the part that holds the key into the ignition and basically build you a new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm like, well, what's that going to cost? Like that's all I'm thinking about is dollars, right?
It's
the entire
cost
time.
$2,000? $1,000?
No. He's like, I'm like, well, who would do that for me? He's like, probably your dealer. Or a special locksmith service, right? And I'm like, well, the locksmiths, I can't get a hold of them, you know?
Right.
So anyway, you know, I finally get a hold of a locksmith. I try to take it over to Honda. See, this is a long story, folks. But anyway, I take it over to the dealer. I call the dealer the next morning to have the car towed over there. The dealer says, we can see you August 26th. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, how about on Thanksgiving morning?
I go, this is an emergency, you know? And they're like, well, we have to order the part. We don't have it right now, you know? Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, now I'm calling locksmiths. and I get a hold of a company called Transponder City. All right.
Okay.
It's at 78th and Harlem.
Give them the shout out.
Yeah, I'll give them a shout out.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I fixed it after these messages. By the way, you should go to the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, folks. This show is sponsored by them. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Is this Open Your Heart to Me by Madonna?
It is.
That's what I was hoping my car was going to do.
Yeah. Turn the key, baby. Right here. I think
she's that's right.
Ooh. Wow. Remember this video where she's dancing with the little kid?
Bill was trying on stars.
You wished you had been
that
kid.
I think this is a video where she works at like a peep show, too.
Yeah, it is. I love, who wasn't mesmerized by this video as a, you know, 10-year-old kid?
I didn't have MTV. I didn't have cable.
You didn't have VH1? Well, this was MTV before. This got to VH1 probably by like 94.
This was part of Billy's sex education.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
The only TV stations I had were 257, 911, 20, 26, 32, 50, and 66.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Back to my ignition story. Little Madonna segue there. But
yeah, turn, you know, open your heart, turn
shout
the
out,
key.
Shout out to Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
Yes, now finish this dramatic
Transponder
nail-biting story.
Transponder City was the name of the place that I'm...
down to Transponder City.
Well, here's... Yes. When I went to Batteries and Bulbs for the second time.
Yes.
All right. The guy there said, you know, you might want to try a spot called Transponder City.
Oh, all right? What do they specialize in? Transponders?
Transponders.
What the hell is a transponder?
Ignitions, ignitions aren't technically transponders, but transponders are like remote car starts, batteries for your keys, new microchips and programming for your keys to get into your door and stuff like
Turn your leather seats on, all that junk.
You go to the website, Transponder City. Choose Transponder City as your number one auto locksmith.
Choose trans.
All right. We'll send you the invoice.
Anyway.
By the way.
If you run into this problem, this is where you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was trying to get locksmiths on the phone. Nobody. And these are the only guys that I finally called. Right?
Yes.
That was like, I go, do you do this? And the guy's like, yeah, we do it. And I was like, oh. And he was like, hey, the car towed here. We don't come out to people. You know?
Done.
I'm like, oh.
The tow cost you about 78
Where
bucks.
Are you located?
No, my insurance covered.
Okay.
So I had it towed over there. And then I go over there and I get there and I go, how long is it going to take? You know? And he goes, it takes us, we know exactly what it is. It's going to be 30 minutes. You got a locked ignition cylinder. Yeah. A lot of terminology involved in this stuff.
You got a busted valve pipe.
Right. But I'm like, okay. No, nothing like that. Anyway, so I have it towed
what?
There. I get my tow truck driver, right?
Oh, what's his name?
This guy's name was Chris.
Oh,
all right?
Chris and Walt.
Yeah, and he was like a tattooed up kind of
rough dude,
Middle Eastern guy,
nice.
Right? Skinny dude, you know.
Beautiful.
And he came out and he was like, "What's up, man? What's the problem?" You know, I'm like, "Try the car." He's like,
"Is he a smoker?"
No.
Did
no.
he enjoy any type of tobacco?
I said, "Forgive me, I like to smoke. Mind if I smoke while I watch you try to get my car started?" You're about the fifth person who's tried this now.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't get it going either. So right. then he's like, "All right, because the ignition's locked." And you can't turn the gear shift.
Yeah,
you had to screech it up.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like to pull it on the bed. Right?
Everyone's staring.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
On top of that, I take I had messed with the transponder inside the keyring and took the battery out and put it back in and messed with that. Yeah. Now the thing's going, me.
Yeah, well, oh, shut up.
That starts flipping out and going off on me. I'd go up to Bill's apartment and sit there and go back on the phone and troubleshoot again, and I'd hear the car beeping outside. I'd be like, the neighbors
probably
hate me.
You gotta disconnect the battery.
Yeah.
In that situation, gentlemen.
That's correct. They tell you to disconnect the battery if you're gonna be working on the ignition issue. Yeah, anyway. I saw that on YouTube.
The guy finally gets the thing on the bed, and he's like, I'll be there. He's like, I'm like, all right, I'm right behind you, man. So I want to get it over there before this place closes. It closes in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right? And he only said it was going to be 30 minutes. So he's like,
you ever ride with a tow truck guy before? I have numerous times.
The guy goes, I'll be right there. I go, okay. Wow. So I get my dad to drive me to 72nd in Harlem, right? And we're on our way there. We get there. And I haven't eaten at this point. I'm kind of crabby. I'm like,
Can you get some dramatic music over this? Like, yeah, the Rudy, have, like the Rudy like, soundtrack?
Oh.
Oh, Irish flavor.
Is it Irish?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, this is the story of Paddy's Key. Of course it must be Irish.
Yeah.
This is from an Irish show.
This is from Braveheart, though, right?
Yeah, so this is technically Scottish.
I don't know.
We don't know where. This is stock music.
Listen.
Okay. So I pulled into Transponder City, and I got there, and the tow truck driver is nowhere to be seen,
right?
And
Middle Eastern Chris?
Middle Eastern Chris has gone missing with my Honda.
Uh-oh. Your heart must have been racing.
I'm texting him, and there's no response.
He possibly caught a few stoplights or
so
whatever.
I finally get him on
Maybe
the phone.
Maybe he stopped and got a Whopper.
He probably did.
I get him on the phone.
Chenja.
I go, where are you? You know, like, hello?
Yeah.
I go, hi, it's me with the Honda, you know? I'm at Transponder City. Where are you? You know, he goes, right. I'm at the 87th and Cicero. I go, what are you doing over there? You were ahead of me. He goes, well, I went to go pick up another car. You know, I go, what is this, a triage thing now? Like, you don't just...
It's a menage a trois towing.
So he went and towed another car while my car was on his bed because he had one of those flatbed tows. It could probably make some dough. Yeah. I'm like,
well,
but I'm telling my auto insurance company was like, how was your tow experience? I was like, terrible. The guy took a nap on me and went and did more work while I was waiting for him.
Went 300 blocks out of the way.
Made a quick $150 on somebody else.
Yeah. Listen to that play.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
So this is the adversity.
Please, yes.
Yeah.
This is triumphant.
This is the part where a little tear fell from my eye when I walked into Transponder City and I said, it's me with the Honda Pat who's been calling the last couple of days. I'm here. The car's here. And the guy's like, I said, the car's not here yet, but it's going to be here in 10 minutes. The guy goes, well, it's not going to get fixed today. Oh. I go, what? He goes, it takes us 3 hours to do this. I go, the guy on the phone said 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He goes, he lied. You know? I'm like, what? And when I go in there, they've ended up fixing my car, but it was rather, there's like no paperwork, you know?
No, it's take your word for it.
He goes, what's your name? I go, I'm Pat. You know, he goes, okay, Pat. They were all Middle Eastern guys, right?
Chris's buddy.
This is in Broadview, right? It's a very heavily Middle Eastern area, right?
Yeah.
And there's no paperwork to be done, right? And
they're
like, what's your name, Pat?
Oh.
I go, yeah. They go, what's your phone number? You know, I go, this. And they go, come back tomorrow. Leave the car. I go, is there anything you want me to sign or any sort of receipt? No, not until the work is finished. You know, I go, what are you going to do?
Can we make a deal, boys?
I go, what are you going to do? You know, he goes, we're going to fix it. You know, and I go,
did you believe him?
I had to. I had no other choice.
Listen to the music.
There was nowhere else to go.
Right.
You know? Listen to the music.
Yeah.
This is where everything changed for the better.
This is where the guy's smiling at me and he says, don't worry. I do this all the time.
Ah.
You know? Yeah. I bet you do. You know? So I left the keys. Finally, my tow truck driver showed up, you know? Yeah. And at that point, you can't yell at anybody or be upset.
Never
you're just
at
like,
a tow truck.
Oh my God, you're here. Thank you, Chris. You know?
If you ever yell at a tow
truck. By the way, what were you doing at 87th and Cicero?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Cheating on me, perhaps?
With another car.
You jerk.
He was definitely cheating on you.
Your flatbed.
He saw your car and he said, that's not cute enough. I got something better to pick up.
You have a side piece? Chris? Anyway. No paperwork at Transponder City.
No paperwork needed.
Right. And one guy is... They all look like Middle Eastern dudes. And then the other dude is a short, stocky white guy with a shaved head and a beard. Yes. All right? Yeah. And tats all over his arms. Yeah. Right? But they're not like artistic tats. It's like, you know, like white socks, you know?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
And then like Tiffany
And you're like, this guy's going to fix it. Yes.
A baby's. No, he had gang tattoos on his hands.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, this guy's, you know.
This guy knows ignitions.
And he's the guy who's like, where are your keys at? You know, I'm like, right here. You know, he'll get it working.
He worked on Bezos, his space penis.
He did.
I heard this. Yeah. Right.
Pardon me. Mr. Reformed Gangbanger, now working at Transpotter City. I understand you worked on Bezos' rocket penis.
Is this true?
Anyway, when can I have the car back?
I hear they got a Honda ignition in that thing.
Right.
Anyway, all right, so enough with the music. The story's coming to an end.
All right, so he took the reins?
Yeah. Well, he said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to rebuild it. It's good. And I just had to trust him. And
what was his
see
name?
Ya. You know?
Did you get his name
and
address?
No, at that point, I didn't take names. Because I thought to myself, if they do steal it,
right,
who cares?
Might be in a better spot.
Take it!
I was like, oh, if they do steal it, well, you know, maybe I'll just get a new whip. You know?
Right, so he was the magic touch then.
Yeah, I went the next day, and the thing just, it goes in like butter now.
Yeah.
You know? So shout out to Transponder City, but when I went to pick up the car, I was like, you know, the guy's like, it's a Honda. It happens to Hondas all the time. Okay? He's like, we see it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. How much is this? You know, it was $240, which isn't bad at all.
Right.
Not bad.
Know, for the situation I was in.
No, that's great.
No, the guy's like, if you had taken this to your dealer, they don't know how to do this. They would have just contracted it out and sent you a bill for a grand. You know?
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. So I was incredibly grateful at that point to get him
sure.
in there.
Yeah.
And then, but at the same time, I'm thinking, well, I go, well, what exactly did you guys do? Right?
Right.
And they're like, we fixed it. You know? And like, that's shady, right? There was like, they didn't give me any technical language. They're like, no, it's good. We just rebuilt the inside. It's good. You know? And I was like, does that mean that I'm now a Transponder City customer for life?
Yeah. Or did
it, you know, does that mean I have to come back every 6 weeks to Transponder City until I go to the dealer and get it figured out?
We'll find out.
Yeah. Anyway. But the car works. So
hey!
Great. Awesome.
I'm back
it
in business.
It turns over.
Right.
When you were talking about the magic, was it the magic stick?
The magic stick?
I don't know why, but 50 Cent just popped into my head. I got the magic stick. Right, isn't that it?
Bill's really been into hip hop lately.
I thought maybe that was going to be playing when you
Bill's
got in the car.
Bill's been bumping all sorts of crazy rap.
Sorry, that just jumped into my brain.
Magic Stick was Willie Harris's song when he played on the White Sox when
it
he would come
was.
Up the bat.
I got the magic stick.
Yeah. How about the White Sox? Pretty fun to watch lately.
Oh, yeah.
I just bought a, I've been the White Sox t-shirt guy this summer. I think I've bought four already.
You're a true sports fan.
No, you got the fever. You got the Sox fever.
There's this guy that comes in this local bar that I go into every now and then. He's the t-shirt guy. He's like, I got Sox shirts. I got Cubs. I got Bears.
Oh, wow.
He's got hats. And
he's
he
like
rolls up. He is. And but he's always got like these designs that you would never see at the ballpark.
Nice. Rares.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I got
not
this,
sanctioned by Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Like I got like the De Los Muertos skull with the, you know, with the Sox emblem in the eyes.
Yeah.
Can you say, can you say Dia de los Muertos?
Dia
again?
De los Muertos, I think.
Yeah, Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And then I got one. So this was the one I want to talk about. Like, there's one that I bought that was like the Sox with the Chicago flag. Then I got Patty one where it's like it's in a print of an American flag, and then it has the Sox emblem, like where the stars and stripes should be, where the stars should be.
They should cool adopt shirt. That nationally.
And then I bought probably the other night the trashiest White Sox t-shirt I've ever gotten in my life, I think. But
really?
I don't think it's trashy by any
means. When I was
means,
a kid, I had a Sox shirt that said Sox fan Bartman, and it was a Bart Simpson White Sox t-shirt.
Yeah, that's all right.
And it was Bart Simpson urinating on a Cubs helmet.
Yeah.
You should wear that now.
Yes. And I was like, I'm thinking about that now, and I'm like, wow, my dad let me buy that when I was like 12.
He sure
that's a true White Sox fan.
He was
right
like,
there.
Eh, whatever. You can wear that.
So I got a shirt the other night that it has the Sox like batter like logo.
Yep.
And it's like it's but like the batter like the face of the head, like the round ball has like an open mouth and the hand is holding a bottle and it shows like little bubbles like the guy's drinking and it says intoxicated.
Oh.
A play on words, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's got like I told him, I go, you want to make it even better?
Yes.
I go, make it three X's instead of one next time.
Oh.
Make it like and sock. But then it says Chicago South Side. It's a cool shirt. I'll wear that.
You should call yourself Billy X.
Sure. Billy X, like my new alter ego.
It's interesting how you, like, a t-shirt does represent people. I'll never forget this when I was a kid. Right. Yeah, especially, like, the trashy t-shirt, right? Yes. When we were playing, like, junior widget football, and Clay, I think you were on this team with us. Huskies? I
probably was, sure.
Robert Gregory was
my memory back. Only goes back 5 years.
Robert Gregory was the running back.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was amazing.
Yes.
Ran like a deer.
He did. Yeah.
And I'll never forget his mom being at one of our games.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And she was like, come on, Robert!
You know,
she was
very vocal.
Real animated.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody was like, and she was Mrs. Gregory. Like, all the kids on the team were like, hey, Mrs. Gregory. And she had a shirt that said, just bone me.
Very nice.
And it was little skeletons in different sexual positions.
That's awesome.
And I was like, kind of woman wears that to her son's peewee football game?
I saw a
proud woman, man.
I saw a guy walking down the street the other day. This is no joke.
So if you see your t-shirt guy, Bill, ask him if he's got any Just Bone shirts.
Sure.
And this guy's t-shirt said, bleep me, I'm vaccinated.
Oh, right.
And this guy was probably, 65 years old.
Yeah.
The t-shirt game never gets old.
It's a beautiful game, Bill.
It is. I thought about, I got this guy's card. I was like, maybe we can do some designs together, you know?
Yeah. Bill, you love clothing so much, though.
Bill, you should have been a fashion designer.
I should have gone that route.
Billy's collection.
Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
I don't think, I don't know if I'd like that.
It sounds awesome.
Yes, it does.
Why could we just call it Billy's Toys? It's everything. It's our clothing
Billy's
line.
Billy's collection.
Can we go on Shark Tank and just start doing that? It's like, Clay, a one, a two, a three. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
Very nice.
Billy's collection.
Hi.
Yeah, and then we'll have Tom Cruise walk out and build a design t-shirt.
No, all we say is that...
And he'll just laugh hysterically for a minute straight.
We just answer every question that the Sharks have with Billy's collection. You know? Mr. Wonderful would be like, what are the P&Ls on Billy's collection?
I'll put a
Billy's
t-shirt right over his... I'll put a Billy's t-shirt collection. Right over Mr. Wonderful's suit.
Right.
Here you go, put one on. Now it's real cozy.
Yeah.
Take it, Kevin. Is that your first name? Kevin Wonderful?
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary. He's an Irishman. Irishman, he is. Canadian.
God bless. Yeah.
My dad went to a Kevin O'Leary seminar for something.
Oh, yikes.
And he was like, should I go to this? And I was like, that's for suckers. Don't go to that. You know?
Yeah. He's like, bye.
No, my dad, this is how I know my dad's getting old.
Yeah.
All right? He's watching stuff on TV and he's like, well, it's worth a shot. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting around. Let's go hear what this guy has to say. Sometimes I respect what he has to say on Shark Tank.
He's going to start buying rides.
He's like, it's going to be at the Rosemont Horizon. You know, it's like 40 bucks or something. He's like, I'll go check this guy out.
Yeah.
So he goes over there and he gets there and it's like one of those multi-level marketing schemes.
People with legal pads and pens taking notes.
It's a cutout of Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. It's a cardboard cutout of him. And like a hologram on the stage. It's like, you guys need to listen to me. I just did Trump's one.
Kevin O'Leary is a little bit, I can't do a Kevin O'Leary.
I can't either. I don't want to.
Billy's collection.
Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
Billy's collection.
Shirts and pants and pants.
Pants and t-shirts and t-shirts and
scarves and scarves
and hats. Snapbacks. And scarves. And ties.
Tons of scarves.
And socks. Right. And
you're
watches.
Known known
and rings. And bracelets.
You're known for your scarf game.
And bow ties.
Bill, what if you make
collection.
Golden,
collection.
Golden
collection.
Cigarette holders?
Billy's sure.
Collection.
Billy's collection.
Silver cigarette holders.
Okay. You know what you should do, thing. Bill? No one's done this yet.
What's that?
Remember how people used to put cigarettes in their t-shirt sleeves like in the 50s?
Right.
Just put a pocket up there.
You know what? That's a great idea. And then you also just inspired
cigarette
me.
Cigarette pocket t-shirts.
I forgot about
Billy's
this.
Collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this before on the show, but
we get some beautiful techno.
You just reminded me of a buddy of mine told a story. Well, anyways, I knew a guy once who had made a design that was eventually was it bought by Tommy Hilfiger?
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. All right, so like he had done a design of shirts and stuff like that. Then he eventually like sold the idea.
That's all you gotta do.
And then the guy bought him, but like he didn't become like a zillionaire. He should have. He's like, I should have asked.
The story
he
was
had a bad lawyers.
No, right. The story was, I believe it was it's Mike Nelson who did
sure.
it.
Sure,
who's a friend of ours. Yeah. He's quite a bit older than me, Clay, but he was a member of the Chicago Athletic Club. We used to see him every day. he always had like little entrepreneur things that he was doing, right? And one of his hustles when he was young was they were a big tennis family, right?
Right.
So he created these like polo shirts that he liked and tennis shirts and an emblem that he put on the shirt,
yep.
Right? That was like gold leaves, you know, like intertwined.
Sure.
And then he went over to the neighborhood men's shop, which was Spalding's, right?
Right.
And Spalding's started carrying them. You know, he was like, I'll make these. Will you guys, you know, go 50-50 on if anybody buys these? And Spalding's were like,
shirt hustle.
Yeah, they were like, these are nice. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if they take off.
Yeah.
And those guys took those shirts to like a convention show where they were showing off their stuff from their boutique. And a representative from Ralph Lauren approached them about the shirts. And they wanted to buy the shirts, and they turned it into the Chaps brand. Chaps by Ralph Lauren, right?
Yeah.
But this was like, Mike, I don't know if he made any dough on it. And he made
it. Yeah, I don't know either.
It was bought for a nominal fee. You know, it was like, he was a kid, and he was like, yeah, I'll sell it to them, of course. You know, and they were like, okay, see ya. They probably gave him 50 grand, 100 grand, whatever. But anyway, being a fashion star is very possible.
It is very possible. And I,
not one of your crazy
and another
dreams.
Great, like my one of my ideas for the polo
fashion
shirt.
Fashion designer, candy mogul, is radio
collection,
host.
Is collection,
for those fashion
collection.
Guys that like that Chaps logo and that polo logo, a friend of mine once told
put
me
two
that,
crossing cigarettes.
He told Ooh, me he yes. saw a guy, he saw with, a guy
with
once.
Smoke.
No, just an old guy with a cowboy hat smoking a cigarette, like an outline of it. Like,
that might work.
Like John Wayne with a cigarette in his mouth, except you make it small. Like the polo logo.
Do you remember this story that a buddy of ours said he went to a family party or something and he saw a relative who had cut out a hole in his polo shirt?
This is such a
where the like
fabricated
the polo, the guy the horse was riding on it, you know, the yes. polo logo, and he had it tattooed on his pec.
That's awesome.
So yeah, like, the little Ralph Lauren
is
polo.
Is that real?
Guy.
Someone did that?
Yeah, like he was perpetually wearing a Ralph Lauren polo shirt.
Right, where he cut cut out the like the real like the cloth one so that you could see the one that was tattooed on his body.
That's sweet.
That's something I would design within, you know, Billy's
collection.
That guy should be your manager.
For tattoo lovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's called For Tattoo Lovers, and it has just like a shield on every pec where like if you're tatted up, they can see your
just whole
your
shirt.
Tattoos
the shirts
through
with
the
holes in them.
Tons of shirts with holes in them. That's
Billy's
hey,
collection.
Everybody
Billy's
makes money
collection.
Off of jeans with holes in them. Why shouldn't we make polos
I
with
can't
holes
wait
in them?
For this. You can be a part of Patty's
for the modern tattooed man.
Patty's reveal party, you can have your runway show, your first runway show could follow.
Yeah, but we got to get them all tatted up for to work. I'm, you know, like I need
you
a tattooed
model. You could go straight
model.
From the staircase to the runway if you're lucky.
Yes. I like the sounds of this. I'm working on my hair though. It's lagging
How
behind
is it?
The
How's it doing? It's greasy?
It's greasy tonight, but it is getting I am noticing some regrowth.
What do you mean?
I look in the mirror consistently at this thing.
You should grow real long.
In the morning.
David Crosby style. Seriously.
Yeah.
And just let it ride, and then it'll eventually fill in on top, and then you'll just have long, beautiful hair, Yanni hair.
I don't want Yanni hair. And right now, if I grew it long, it'd be like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
It's kind
of
cool, though.
No. No.
Like you'd have like a Ted Levine look from like the 90s.
Yeah, it's like a 90s
like
Ted Levine look.
Stringy sides.
Yeah.
Hello, stringy sides.
Greasy. See, when you hear, like, if I went into a casting director's office with greasy hair like this, they'd be like, you're ripe to play, like, a mechanic or a killer.
Excuse me.
Definitely not a leading
Steve
man role.
No, you're not
made,
a leading man.
Steve Buscemi has made millions off of greasy hair.
Yes, he has.
I think he made millions off his teeth.
Yeah, his teeth are.
His teeth were, like,
face.
A big thing.
His face is beautiful.
Yeah, Buscemi's agent. If Buscemi was like, you know what, I want to get my teeth fixed now that I'm in my 60s, you know, his agent was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
His teeth are insured for 40
Getting your
million.
Teeth fixed is career suicide. Don't you understand?
Excuse me, I just had several heart attacks.
Right. Billy's collection. Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
Mm-hmm. Shirts with holes in them. Shirts with
right.
holes in them.
Shirts. Holy t-shirts for the tattooed modern man.
Show your pecs off with Billy's collection.
Yes, that's what I want. Right.
Let your nipples be crew with let Billy's your, collection.
Let your nipples free.
Yeah. Free the nipple.
Billy's collection.
For men.
Yeah. Exclusively at the Goodwill, folks. Thank you, Mike.
Mike Sarkowski, best joke of the night. Yeah. Thank you for the note, Mike. Yeah,
Billy's... Or maybe the Sal Roselle. You know, we'll get them involved.
The Salvation Army?
Yeah, we'll get
the Sal Roselle.
Yeah.
Roselle.
But the Samuel.
S.A. Roselle. Billy's
That's
collection.
The Salvation Army in Roselle.
If you could choose anyone to run down, to walk down the runway in your brand new Billy's Collection T-shirt, who would it be?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Who's your guy?
Who's your supermodel? It could be anyone. It could be a girl or a guy. It could
I'll
be
take a guy like
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes, Kiefer Sutherland's a good pick.
Jose Abreu, thanks, Mike. Sure, maybe.
No
him.
Way, dude. Jose Abreu's got those donkey teeth. He ain't good. He's not Steven right for the runway.
Steven Dorff might work.
Steven Dorff like, can like, suck down some
like
vapes.
Some ears wearing it. Like Steven Dorff might work.
No, but the
why
deal,
are you? Why Steven Dorff?
You Bill just thinks Steven. Bill thinks like Dorff is hot.
I want like yeah.
So you think Dorff is hot, don't you?
That what Dorff. A Dorff! What a total Dorff!
Little known fact about Bill. He thinks Steven Dorff is kind of hot.
Right.
He's totally straight, but that's all right.
I'm totally straight, but I like Steven Dorff.
Steven Dorff's got a nice face. So does Steve Buscemi, in my personal opinion.
Take Dorff over Buscemi.
I had no idea that the show that was going to be about locks would 180 to a Would You Rather Steven Dorff or Buscemi episode.
Well, interesting how
no,
that
but
happens.
The stipulation is that Dorff has to start smoking again in order to walk down.
Yes,
the
no, yes. You have to, like, I want tattoos
so
and cigarettes, and, like, that's who
the
I appeal to.
The whole audience has to smoke.
This isn't about, like, I don't need healthy, beautiful people wearing my stuff. I want, like, healthy, beautiful celebrities that like to smoke.
And then you could play your Madonna song at the same time.
Sure.
So everybody's smoking, listening to Madonna with tattoos and holes in their shirts. Yes. Well, we got to have a bunch of girls along the side that just say Billy's Collection, yeah. Billy, the whole time.
We'll hire the same women that were in the Robert Palmer videos.
Yes.
They're like 70 now.
Right.
It's fine.
In the same outfits, they're going to say Billy's Collection.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'll finally
speak.
Every model, when he, you know how he kind of sashays and makes a turn to
yes.
turn around?
Sure.
Before he turns around,
lights flashing.
He takes a long drag off the cigarette
yep.
and he flicks it into the sky.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it disappear? Is there like someone in the balcony catching heaters or like with
no,
buckets? Is there a special effect or does it just fall into the crowd?
It acts as the somebody ignition gets, for Bezos' next space.
You know what?
Space
actually,
penis.
You know what I do? Everyone's going Billy's Collection. I get on. Wait.
This has gone real.
I get on stage.
So deep.
I take a huge drag of a square.
Uh huh.
Like I grab the square out of the model's hand. Mm-hmm. I take a huge drag of it and I pull on his shirt. And I burn a hole into it. And I turn around.
And you free another nipple.
And I give the peace sign to the audience, and everyone goes insane.
For Billy Lagerfeld Houlihan?
Yeah, sure.
Billy's Collection.
Billy's Collection.
Yeah.
Well, that's been the Billy's Collection segment,
sure.
Folks.
It's my dream.
Let's take a quick commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you. This can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, The men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Collection.
Hell yeah.
Light 'em up, boys. Rip your shirts off.
Twirl.
Twirl.
Twirl, spin. Damn it.
We have fashion show hecklers.
Twirl, Dorf.
Twirl, Dorf. You a sachet, Stephen Dorf.
In have your, a smoke light
in
now.
In your Billy's Collection shirt.
In your Billy's Collection, nipple free.
Ooh, that had a little nice.
You know what I hear when I hear this
only
song?
Only at Sears.
You know what I hear when I hear this song? And I think of Billy's Collection.
Billy's
coins
collection,
falling
Billy's
from
collection,
the air,
Billy's
dropping
collection,
everywhere.
Billy's collection. Billy's collection.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Look at that video. If you're bored, folks, look up David Bowie's fashion video. Keep you entertained for a little while.
Yeah.
Of course. Welcome back, folks. We're in kind of the fourth quarter of the show here.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Big news. Well,
what is it? Space Jam?
Well, we'll keep it light here. My kids went. My wife took my son to go see Space Jam.
I too saw it at home. I watched it with my boys.
Ah, that's right. You can do that these days.
Some of the worst acting I've ever seen.
Was it?
Yeah, horrible. Yeah.
Mikey loved it.
The story was good and whatever, but, you know, me being...
Is Jordan in it?
An acting aficionado?
Yes. Is Jordan in Space Jam again?
That was rough.
No.
No, no.
Well, I know he's in one. LeBron's in it, right?
Yeah, but he makes no cameo.
Oh, see?
No, nothing.
I don't know, man.
They do a tease, though, with the other Michael Jordan. The actor?
Oh. Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bugs is like, you know, I got Michael Jordan to help us out.
Oh.
This guy walks in, he's like, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Anyway, the big news, I was going to keep it light and say that the White Sox are on kind of a tear after the All-Star break.
Sportstack!
Yeah, Sportstack! And we all know that your mean Mercedes, the Yerminator, who we've spoken before on
a
the
show. A former player.
Right? Yeah, he's been a big part of the storyline this year.
Yeah.
And he's been demoted to the minor leagues. You turn it up at the beginning of the season.
Not demoted. Yeah, I guess demoted.
He got demoted.
Sure.
He wasn't playing well enough.
And, yeah, right,
and
right.
We have a loaded roster.
And they were like, all right, you're mean. You got to go down now. You're not producing enough.
Okay, you're mean.
And I believe he's actually doing rather well down there, but he's not. He hasn't been called back up.
Right.
And he put out sort of a weird tweet the other night where he's essentially crybaby retiring, right? Because he's angry that he's not back on the team. Boy, if you ever wanted to show your immaturity and what a big giant pain in the rump you might be if we sign you further down the line.
Correct.
Thanks for letting us know now. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, a fatal mistake for any kind of rookie. Even if he wanted to get traded to another club and was trade bait at this point to stay in the major leagues.
He is trade bait right now.
but who wants that guy? You know? I mean, I don't know. I understand. Okay, he's upset. He's a kid. He wants to get back up.
He got
up.
A taste of fame.
He's only 28
right.
years old. He's not that old, dude. He's 28. All right? Like, he's got a solid probably if he played six more years left. So, I mean, I think it's like Tony La Russa said that. He's like, well, it sounds like, you know, all these beating the major leagues is tough. It's a huge ego blow when you got to get, you know, he's like, but this is also a business, and the business is to win. And, you know,
how the majors works. It's hard to get there, but it's really hard to stay there.
It sure is. Well, I think the hard thing for a guy like that you're mean is that the Sox are so loaded with young talent that a new guy comes up and starts whooping, right, and killing it. How fast have the fans forgot about Yerminator? Now
Very
they're all
fast.
About, yeah. Now it's like Gavin Sheets, you know.
You're not putting runs
Andrew
on the
Vaughn,
board, yeah.
You know, and now we're prepared to get Eloy back and Robert.
And you still got Jake Berger up.
You got Jake Berger up. It's almost as if the Sox have too much firepower.
That's
you know?
Not a bad problem.
It's great. But it's like the fans fall in love with these guys because they're playing so young and dogged, and you know, and we're down onto our reserves and we're still winning and kicking butt. This team's got a lot of grit. You know, we've had a couple of comebacks pretty big. Like they're starting to become kind of electric to watch, and they're reminding me a little bit of the 05 team, and I don't want to
Billy's collection.
They might be wearing Billy's collection soon.
You should design baseball uniforms.
With holes in them for tattooed players?
Yeah, now we're talking.
They would like that, some guys.
And breathability.
Breathability, hole, yeah. Okay, we can think about that.
Let's think about it.
Holes, breathability.
You know what you need? A boardroom.
You do?
Sure. With BC on the wall.
You need board
for Billy's collection.
Sure.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Have it in the same font as Rolls Royce.
Yes, I was just thinking the same.
Patty!
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow, we both Billy's collection art directors thinking alike at the same time. Imagine.
Forget about us in a boardroom.
I was going to talk White Sox, but I just get so excited when we talk Billy's collection. When we come back to the joke again and we just start over again.
It's not a joke. It's a real thing.
It is.
It's a way of life.
It's an egg.
Who's on the board of Billy's collection?
The ghost of David Bowie.
The ghost of David Bowie. Yeah.
Sure.
Stephen Dorff.
RuPaul.
I don't know if I want RuPaul on the board.
What?
No.
Right Side Fred? One member?
I need a famous Johnny Dorito for sure. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
I need a famous tattoo artist to be on the board as well. Do we know of any of them off the top of our heads?
A famous tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Kat Von D.
I'd love to have her involved.
All right, so on the Billy's collection, we got the ghost of David Bowie, Kat Von D.
Yeah.
Who else?
Steve Harvey.
Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, Steve Harvey. Johnny Dorito.
Fred Savage.
No, sure. I don't want Fred Savage on the board.
Ben Savage.
No, I don't want any of the Savages involved with this at all.
Billy, they're savages. Come on!
Not at all.
You've got to have a Savage board member.
No.
Rodman. Oh.
Jeff Goldblum, sure, he can do something. Yeah.
Goldblum and Rodman.
Yeah. I'd like Goldblum to just do Billy's Collection, The Voice.
Oh, me too. Man, yeah.
Billy's fantastic.
Yes, Billy's Collection. Billy's Collection. Billy's Collection. Billy's Collection. Yes, I like it. Very good.
Holes, shirts with holes in them.
Yes, but it's for tattooed men. Billy's collection.
Yes.
Yes.
Very and good. Musk, get some of his capital behind it.
You know who I want? No, I want Paulie and Paul Sr. from American Chopper. I'll take those guys on the board.
Wow.
You're actually thinking about
this. Bill's living in 2010.
Yeah. We were going for the joke. Bill's going, who could it really be? Ooh, the guys from Monster Garage.
The guys from
Monster Garage. The guys from American Chopper.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Mikey can also be on it. Paul's brother, Mike, he might be on it.
I can't wait to hit the fashion conventions with you.
Me neither. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
The booth.
I'll tell you, if we flew to like Milan as the Hooli's Hooli with a Billy's Collection portfolio to go show, boy,
just
right.
Hand out flyers and say, take this or I'll slap you.
Right. No, and we just walk around and we just say, Billy's Collection. We're like performance artists. And we smoke and, you know, I'll get some fake tattoos, you know, and
I'll get some real ones.
Yeah, sure.
At this point, I got to get tatted up to make the dollars. So I guess I would do it.
I'll get the Rolls Royce.
That's what the T-shirt says. Tatted up for dollars.
I'll get the Billy's Collection Rolls Royce symbol tatted on me.
Yes.
Sure.
What if this really, you know, takes off?
And then in 20 years,
how hard can it be?
And then in 20 years, you know, your kid's friend will say he walked into a gentleman's club and this, you know, and the stripper had a Billy's Collection tattoo in the Rolls Royce like lettering.
No, a Billy's Collection cut off football jersey on.
That's Bill's dream right there. I want to be a fashion mogul, but more importantly, when it all comes full circle, I want a young boy to walk into a trashy topless bar and see a sexy, seductive vixen on stage with a cut-off Billy's Collection football jersey.
And the tattoo of my logo.
That's how you know you'll make it.
That's when I'll know I've made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be sweet.
That is an American dream, Billy.
It truly is.
And you're on the right pace.
You write a book about it, and then you make some more money.
Sure.
Call the name of the book Billy's Collection.
Yeah.
Of course.
The book.
I wonder if Bezos will be ordering any Billy's Collection.
Nah, he's trying to dip his toes in space.
How about that?
It's so bizarre.
It is weird.
It's actually insulting.
I don't care at all. Yeah. You know? Branson did it,
it's
right?
It's like, look how much money I have.
Yeah, and it's like...
Pay some taxes, jerk.
Well, it's like, okay, fine. You guys, there's all kinds of things to be said about those guys and all the amount of money they could do to actually help society. It's like, no, I want to go to space and dump millions of gallons of gasoline on the atmosphere. Yeah. I'm all for green energy. You know, it's like, wait a second, guys. What are we doing here?
You just flew a space penis through the sky, sir.
Yeah. Does Bezos have white hair now? Is that what I'm noticing?
He's got kind of a Sean Connery whiteness.
I'll tell you what.
He hasn't been shaving close.
I'll tell you what. Who's uglier?
No.
Bezos?
He calls him Bezos.
Is it Bezos? Bezos? Who cares?
In Chicago, it's Bezos.
What's he, Hungarian?
Who's uglier, him or David Silver, commissioner of the NBA? See him after the Bucks won it? I was like, wow.
Yeah, he's
guy's alien looking.
He's rough.
Aren't you nice?
So wait, you gave me Dwarf or...
Buscemi.
Buscemi. I give you...
You give me Bezos or Silver?
Correct.
Who would I rather sleep with, Bezos or Jeffrey Silver?
I think Bezos would have a nicer bed, probably. Maybe not, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They're both wealthy.
Who has better breath?
Bezos
or Jeff Silver?
David Silver, I believe.
What's Bezos' favorite food?
What is his? I don't know. We'd have to talk to their periodontist to find out.
He looks like he drinks a lot of Dr. Pepper.
You know what? Maybe on the next week's episode, we discuss which celebrities we think may have the worst breath in Hollywood.
Bezos looks like, for some reason, I feel like he sucks down Dr. Peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a doctor guy. Who knows? It's definitely a space head.
He's a wannabe space head.
Yeah.
You know who was a space head? Neil Armstrong. Yeah. He's a space head.
Yeah, Bezos is not a space head. He's a billionaire.
He's a jerk.
Anyway, Billy's Collection has been the episode.
What if Bezos wants to partner with BC? Are you going to let him do it?
No, I don't want anything to do with him.
Bill, put your personal things aside for business.
I'm my own brand, man.
Johnny DeRito. Billy, are you crazy?
I got JB on the line.
I got Bezos, whatever I want to call him. A guy just flew a rocket to outer space, and you're going to say no to a T-shirt deal with him? Have you lost your mind? No, I don't care what... We're holding out for Marlboro.
I would love Marlboro to be a partner for Billy's Collection.
There you go. If you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find archives of this episode if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show on iTunes, or you can find us on hibernianradio.org. I want to thank our sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport here in Chicago.
Yep.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yep. Mm.
Flood Brothers Disposal,
right.
Guinness Irish Stout,
indeed.
And again, the International Association of Firefighters Local Union,
oh,
too.
Yes.
Oh, and at the top of the show, Billy mentioned the Pulsers and Silicon Teens. Here they are. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.